Okay, ho, 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 ho. We ready to go?
Yep.
This is Yvonne Ventresca, author of Pandemic. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
You come around to every child. Your soul is for sure. No one does it better. Christmas is finally here. It's time to celebrate, 'cause you make a better world year after year. Soon you'll be on your way, spreading joy everywhere. There's no one like you. Santa, you are the one.
Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Manga Popping Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at Sweet Rain, brought to us by Viz Media. It's part of their Sojo Beat line. Story and art by Sakura Tsukuba. And this is a three-volume set. This is all the volumes we could find that was available, so it'd be a short series to get for the library.
I think it's complete, yeah.
And that's all that was available to purchase anyway, and I didn't see any other references to it going past three volumes. So this one would be a fairly easy one to pick up for your personal collection or your general library. Could pick it up at a fairly cheap price for three books worth. Yeah. It's just a basic manga. Sakura is also known for the romance Land of the Blindfold. We've also read that in the past. It's been quite a while, so I don't know if you remember that one, Logan, or not.
Not especially. I know there were previews of it in one of the preview booklets that occasionally got handed out a while ago. I think I've seen the first volume, I remember, but...
We've read it. It's been a long time ago, so that's probably why you don't remember it. Anyway, Sweet Rain is sad at the thought of spending Christmas alone. Kurumi Sugura goes out for a walk. While she's crossing the street, a boy bumps into her, and a rain suddenly appears that binds them together. The overjoyed boy tells her she's his master and that she's a Santa Claus. Kurumi dismisses him as a crazy person, but then he transforms into a reindeer. So you can tell it's kind of a okie dokie. It's a lighthearted romantic romp. It doesn't really get big into the romance, but you know it's there. Mm-hmm. By the end of the series, you kind of know it'll probably blossom, but they don't really get fully involved with the romance.
Yeah.
The boy's name is Keito, if I remember right. Let me double check on that. Keito is the boy's name. And they're about the same age. She's like 16, I believe, if I remember right.
Can't remember. Pretty sure she was still in school.
Yes, she's still in school.
The one guy that you're introduced into the second volume, I think, is a classmate of hers, I believe. Also works a lot of part-time jobs.
Right, she has classmates. She's in school.
Yeah.
And Keito, he sometimes appears at the school, but he is a human that can transform into a reindeer, or it could be a reindeer that transforms into a human. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
It seems like the base form is human, so probably the first.
But anyway, the gist of the story is there's several Santas throughout the world.
Yeah.
And they are tied to a reindeer, only one. And with this rain that only the reindeer and the Santa can see.
Yep.
And they don't get big and jolly. They, you know, whoever the person is, they look the same.
Yeah.
If they're a bigger person, they're going to be a bigger person. If they're a small person, it's going to be a smaller person. So just because you become a Santa doesn't mean your characteristics.
You're not aware, Santa.
Right. But it's their job to help deliver the presents to all the good boys and girls on Christmas Eve in their area.
Yep.
And nobody knows who's the Santa is for each reindeer.
Until they touch.
Until they touch. So, and then the rain appears to them. And the Santa has a little bit of almost control, mind control almost to a degree. I don't know what you would do it, but.
Not quite mind control, but absolute orders.
True.
That can literally send him flying through the air towards her.
But they don't have to be there either.
Yeah.
I mean, because you were mentioned in school, she was in a classroom and she said, Kato, come here. And he's across town and all of a sudden he's outside the window because he can fly because he's a reindeer.
Yep.
He's outside the second story or third story window wanting to come into the room. And that's another weird thing about this is that the students and the people don't find this weird, really.
Well, I think they found it at least a bit interesting, but yeah. It was kind of, oh, that's a cool thing. And that's it.
A person can fly. It's no big deal. Cool. So it's weird.
And on that one boat ride. Wait, so Kaido can really turn into a reindeer? Show us, show us. Awesome. And that's all that's it.
True.
So at least it's unusual, but yeah.
Why that's that way, it just is. I don't know why that's what the author, she decided to do it that way. So that's how it is. So nothing, no big deal. With the Santa Claus, of course, that once a year, a sleigh appears out of nowhere.
And they have the bag that'll generate presents.
Presents. And it's just the one reindeer that pulls the sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're going along in the story, and there'll be some spoilers here. We won't try to do too many because it is just a 3-volume set, but we find out there's another Santa in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like, how can that work? But it did work out.
Yeah.
Somehow you can have multiple Santas in the same area. They might cover for you, or they have different regions as well, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the stories are taking place between Christmases.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's in the summer months.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there was only 2 Christmases, 1 Halloween, and summer vacation of quite a few times.
They do a lot of summer vacations, definitely. Seems like every story had a summer vacation somewhere, or a spring. They were at the beach doing something, at least twice.
Though it did follow chronologically, so they didn't have 2 Christmases, then a summer vacation.
Oh, no.
Christmas, then the year, and then Christmas, and then a bit more of a year, I think.
True. That is true. And so they didn't do it like that. But there was one that they did in between Christmases. I think for the little boy, wasn't it?
Yep.
Because he was wishing for a present, and he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get back in touch with a friend of his.
I remember one of them being a ghost for some reason. So I might be thinking of something else.
Yeah, one of them was a ghost. Maybe that was the boy.
Yeah.
Possibly. Might have been, because after... So there was one that did take place in between. So some of these stories are a little sad, but in a way they are still uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're about the Christmas spirit, you know. Yep. And besides having Santas, this is really weird, they have black Santas too, which are the inverse of the Santa.
Not quite inverse, more like semi-police.
Well, they don't deliver presents.
True. They
test the current Santa to make sure he or she is actually worthy.
Yeah, so semi-police of the Santa.
Don't look at that. I look at him as a bad guy. Because he's trying to tear stuff apart, which they were fine. And they have a black reindeer, too.
But that's a different thing caused by when Santa's... Well, something happens with the Santa and the reindeer and the rain breaks. I think it was...
Yeah, the rain breaks.
One of them was kill the Santa's boyfriend. I think that was the second Black Reindeer's backstory.
I think so, yeah.
I can't remember what the first one's was.
Because there was one Black Reindeer that came into it and he was without a master. The other Black Reindeer, I think he was with the Black Santa.
Yeah, she
or
was.
Or she. Sorry, yeah, she, yeah. My bad. But they're pretty much lighthearted to a degree. Yes, there is some drama involved there but a lot of it, like I said, was taking place during vacation time or during school time. And some of the antics that they got into, one of them, there was a volleyball game that they had to get involved with. And since Kato is a reindeer, he can't take the heat. So during the summer months or spring months, he's always trying to cool off. So, and we already mentioned the flying that for some reason, that's no big deal. So it's kind of weird sometimes in that regards, but they were fun stories.
Yeah. Oh, and each of the volumes has a little story in back of them, too.
Yep,
the first two have short stories that are basically standalone type, and the third one has a, I think it's called either an omake or a doujin from a different series. I'm not exactly sure if that's the word for it, but...
Yeah, it's called The Break of Dawn.
True, but...
And it's a different story. It looks like a different story entirely.
Yeah, but it's based off of a different series that she helped with, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
That's what
I said. It's, the title of it was Break of Dawn or whatever.
Yep. Each of them have
Let me check again. Make sure.
Each of them have the entirely different story for that last chapter in the back. The first one was Sweet Kiss, wasn't it? About the vampire?
I'm looking. Give me time. Yeah, it looks like it's about the vampire. I'm trying to find the title, though. My bad. Sweet Bite Mark. Sweet Bite. And then in the second one, since we're doing this, and there's only three, if I can find it, is about the school president, boys and girls schools academy, The Door to Eden.
Yep.
So there are three short stories, each different. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to have those in there as well. It's they're basically filler to kind of fill up the rest of the book, but she wrote them as well.
And they were pretty good, I thought.
Yep, they were. They were kind of funny. The academy one was really funny, and that was kind of fun. As somehow there's a wall between these two academies and
all boys and all girls.
Right. And the presidents, they have to search for a key. And if they find the key, they're the new student body president. Well, two boys find keys, and that's never happened before. And that's because basically
one of them found the girl's sights.
Right. And those, so it's kind of funny. And that's the only way these communicate is between the secret door and the wall. And,
the president's cross dress and bring across the love letters and all that.
Yeah. And that's for both schools. They do the cross dressing. So, or cross play, if you want to do into the, that's the arena, the cross play arena. Mm-hmm. But they're fun. I enjoyed them. It's the Christmas time, so definitely this is our Christmas show. Yep. So definitely check these out if you're interested in a Christmas story. It wouldn't take you long, just three volumes to read them. Knock them out, have fun with them. Anything else I need?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay. Before we get into the last little bit, we'll get into our tweets and messages that we get from people throughout the time. So here we go with some tweets. First off is Rebecca Raw. We looked at a single of hers, and it was called Connection, and it was from her EP Deep Within. She just wanted to send us a letter back saying thank you for doing this. So definitely no problem at all. We appreciate you sending it our way. And then Project Light Agency, they're one of the companies that use us. They just wanted to thank us for featuring Rebecca's song as well. So yes, again, definitely, definitely appreciated doing that. We also... Let me jump in here. We did a... Did I talk about Taste Like Chicken?
Well, I don't remember it.
Okay, let me go with this. Okay. Another one we picked up was from Taste Like Chicken. This is a group, and we looked at their Bottle in My Hand. And Lance Shirley, who is a part of the band, he just wanted to send me a message and say we'd really like to thank Comic Pop Library for the great review of our new single. And I just wrote him back, said we really appreciated letting us take the time to listen and passing it on to our listeners. And then the last one is from Cassandra Mays. We did a review of one of her singles called Wait, and she just wanted again to say thanks to Comic Pop Library for the nice write-up and sharing the Wait music video. And it's definitely our pleasure. We definitely enjoy getting the music and sharing it with our listeners. We also want to thank some of the podcatchers that are... Can't talk. We also want to thank some of the podcatchers that are picking us up. FM Player has picked us. Jeez. FM Player has picked us up along with Listen Notes and Pod Chasers. So thank you to all three of those for thinking that their listeners might enjoy what we're doing and putting them on their sites for people to listen to. So thank you very much for doing that. You can also catch us on iTunes as well. Subscribe to us there and get all the downloads. If you want to get in touch with us through tweets or through Facebook, just look us up under Comic Pop Library, and eventually we'll get back and read them on the recordings. We also have an email address that is admin at comicpoplibrary.com. You can get in touch with us there as well. Back to Sweet Rain. Again, this is more of a lighthearted romance. Definitely a Sojo title. For public libraries, you know, it's geared for teens and up. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could probably 13 and up because there is some dealings with some romance, but nothing overly serious.
Mostly nude picture of the first Black Ranger, isn't there? Basically, whoa, when she's being introduced, because it's a hot spring thing that she's introduced in, wasn't there?
There is one scene that Logan kind of pointed out about there is a
hot spring.
Yes. With the Black Reindeer. She is standing out of the water. So you do, you know, so she has is facing the reader, for lack of a better way. Her hair is covering her. I cannot her hair talk is covering tonight. Give me time. Her hair is covering herself, so it kind of has that there. But if you're uncomfortable with that, you can bump it up to 15 and up. I'd say 15 and up. If it's PG-13, I usually think about that, because PG-13s can have brief nudity in it. So this one doesn't actually show the nudity. Everything's covered up. So, but there is that hot tub scene, so Logan's right about that. So if you're worried about that, consider it. But I think for any size libraries, this should be... no be problem. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was you saying?
I was agreeing with you. Should be fine. And then, okay. Yeah.
Well, you were talking over me, sorry. So I didn't know. So this is, again, just pick it up. It's 3 books long. It's put out again by Viz Media. Damn. It is put out again from Viz Media. It is off their Sojo Beat imprint. It is by Tsukuba. And she is also the writer of Land of the Blindfold. So if you remember that series, you'll know the artwork. It's what I would say a little elongated, but not too much. It's fairly close to regular Sojo fare for the artwork. So, and again, if you've read Land of the Blindfolded, it you definitely know the artwork for sure. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Logan?
Not really, I think. Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, then we're going to leave out. We've had fun discussing Sweet Rain. We hope everybody out there has been having fun with us. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
You creep through the chimney same night. That's right. And you always know who has been naughty all night. How does it feel to work? Everyone's off.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.